from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Among the 155,000 federal public servants who went on strike today are 260 who process payments and staff the Service Canada office in Timmins. Some of them drive to their jobs every day from as far away as Kapuskasing and Iroquois Falls. Among the issues are wages and the right to work from home. Strike Captain Alana Porter hopes the work stoppage ends soon so that services to Canadians don't slow down for long.
We didn't want to come on strike. We need to have a fair contract for everyone. So we're just hoping that that's what comes to the table and we can resolve this quickly.
There's much more from Alana Porter in an audio link to our interview on our website. The heavy truck detour that goes into effect next Tuesday in Timmins is well signed, and some drivers are already adjusting to it. City police are being proactive to ensure all trucks use it during this summer's Connecting Link reconstruction. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi reminds them that they can only be outside the detour's confines if they're making a specific delivery.
If they cannot justify why they are not taking part of the detours, there could be a rather formal approach to their driving comportment at the roadside by our officers.
Police would rather educate than prosecute, but DePozzi says charges will be laid when warranted. North Korea has built its first ever military spy satellite with plans to launch it at an undisclosed time. State media reports leader Kim Jong-un says having an operational military reconnaissance satellite is crucial for North Korea to effectively use its nuclear-capable missiles. Previous missile and rocket tests have demonstrated that the country can send satellites into space. What isn't clear is whether they can be used for spying. And finally this afternoon, Netflix is changing the way it does business. The video streaming service says it's shutting down its DVD by mail rental service that's been around as long as the company has been. It will stop sending out the films and TV shows at the end of September. Netflix doesn't disclose publicly how many people are still using the mail service. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.